Welcome back out to Quaker Steak and Lube and our spotlight on Sheffield. It's Bullseye on the afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. Andy Bulbarch, Matt Douglas with you. Hour number two of the show, and I'm staring at this chicken and waffles right now.
Yeah, they brought it, put it right in front of you. This is the tough part, Bull. You've been staring at paper all day. Now you get the actual thing in front of you.
Yeah, I've been staring at the Cocoa Puff Shake, and then I looked at the menu and I saw the chicken and waffles and said, yep. That's the first thing I'm going to attack today. Now I've got to stare at it and just look at it, admire it. You actually dove into your wings and your fries. What do you got going on?
I had a little bit of the fries. I did the flavor of the month here. I got the Buffalo Honey Stinger, and it's good. It's got a little kick to it, but it's got a little sweetness too. So I'm excited to see what it all brings together. All I've had so far is the sauce to this point.
Great stuff. Well, it's Fat Tuesday.
It is.
Everybody is celebrating Fat Tuesday. We have from Wesleyan Village with us right now, we've got Lori Black and Meg Nieberding. Did I get that right, Meg?
You did. Thank you.
Well, Fat Tuesday. You guys are celebrating Fat Tuesday at Wesleyan Village right now. What's going on as we speak to the residents?
Well, today, right now, we have our coffee hour going on. We have that every day from 3:30 to 5. It's an informal gathering of residents. And today, since it's Fat Tuesday, we're having punchkis and socializing and have, actually, they have some wine out there and coffee. And just enjoying each other's company.
I mean, that's absolutely adhering to the live more, worry less moniker, is it not, Lori?
Absolutely, yes. And I'd have to say that our residents have a great sense of community. They're all on a sugar high this afternoon. And coffee hour is always a very vibrant time of the day. They get into some very interesting and humorous discussions, and I'm sure it's even more so today.
We allowed to share any of those discussions? Are they safe for radio? Can we share any of that?
Sometimes not.
Just depends on
That's
the day,
good.
I suppose.
That's right.
We have to poke some fun at Meg here because Meg was telling us earlier she hates how her voice sounds. I think Meg sounds fantastic.
I think you sound great, Meg. Yeah.
Yeah, you sound wonderful
well,
so
thank
far.
Thank you. You're being very kind.
Well, I mean, on Fat Tuesday, too, you've got to be able to indulge and put yourself out there a little bit. This is a great way of doing it, a wonderful atmosphere here at yep. Quaker Steak and Lube. We're having a blast. You were telling us earlier you guys have some pretty cool events lined up.
We do. We do have some. We have a downsizing event coming up in end of this month. It's a two-part series, February 27th and March 7th. For helping those folks that are considering making a move and feeling a little bit overwhelmed with the process, we try to help them along. This two-part series, like I said, February 27th at 2 p.m. will be a presenter talking from our company that we parent with, Moving Station, to help people get their house ready for the market. And then coupled with that will be March 7th will be a presenter, Ted Forthover with Moves Made Easier will be doing a presentation to help people with the downsizing process and getting rid of all that stuff. So we try to make it as an easy transition for the folks to move into Wesleyan Meadows.
How tough is that process, Lori? You know, having seen some folks go through that before, because you're being told, hey, here are all these wonderful things you've accumulated through all the years. Now you've got to get rid of some of that stuff. How tough can that be to get someone to fork some of that stuff over and actually move on and go into a space that's a little bit smaller?
Absolutely. That's a valid concern, and it's interesting how different people respond to it differently. Some people are very enthusiastic about the process of making a move. Some people are more apprehensive. We just try to streamline it as much as we can. The presenter that Meg mentioned, Ted Forthover, he touches upon that, and he talks about the sentimental aspect of a person's belongings. Things that hold personal memories or sentiments. It's hard to get rid of those types of things. And so he helps to ease that transition for the people who are making that move.
Yeah, that's fascinating. That's got to be one of the toughest decisions, not just for the person moving in, but for the family as well, to get everything together and get that going. And sometimes you don't realize, I think, everything that goes into it. And that's sort of what this program is designed to do, to say, there's these other things, but don't freak out too much about it, sort of, right?
Yes, you can take all those memories with you, yeah. You know, and start a new chapter in your life and you know, definitely look for new beginnings at Wesleyan.
But you were telling us about some of the things that are going on as we speak, celebrating Mardi Gras, Fat Tuesday. What are some of the common daily activities that some of the residents get into that really they really seem to enjoy?
Well, we are different in our community. We have all resident-driven programs, so our residents are in the driving seat of what goes on in their community. So that's how all of our programs got started, is by the residents, which I think is a very unique feature and draws a lot of people into our community. We have a wide variety of all kinds of activities, from exercise class to we have a watercolor and oil painting class. We have outings that they can do together, like a community breakfast together, a ladies' lunch bunch, a men's breakfast. For the guys, there's bowling league. There's a group of guys that get together for golf. So we have, I think, everything. And if we don't, and you have something to bring to the table, that's where you need to come.
A bowling and a golfing league, huh?
I knew you were going to catch that.
Well, you think that was going to get past me? I love
sure,
bowling.
Sure, bowl loves stuff. Bowling. Sorry.
Where do they bowl at?
In North Ridgeville,
the Strike Zone? It's right there on the border of Elyria, North Ridgeville. The Strike
yes.
Zone, the Brunswick
yes.
Strike
yes.
Zone?
Yes.
Okay,
that's Brunswick. That's what I was going to say.
It's right by the new Riddell facility.
Yes.
I know exactly
yes.
what you're talking about.
So they
about.
Go on Wednesdays. The guys go on Wednesdays. There's two teams.
Okay.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
They're probably a lot better than me, and they probably smoke me every time I go out, but that's okay. It's all in good fun. See, I think that's what bowling is, a really cool social environment.
Sure.
Everybody has a wonderful time bowling. I feel like bowling's competitive, but that's exactly what you guys are talking about. The guys have a chance to go out there, have a great time, they socialize, and whether you have a really good day of bowling or an awful day of bowling, you
that's
walk right. away having a great time, right?
That's what matters.
Very cool stuff. Well, for our listeners out there wondering how they can go about finding more information about what you guys do, and more specifically the downsizing event, where can they go to get that information?
The phone number would be 440-934-9400, extension 4225. That would be direct to me, Lori Black, and I would be glad to answer any questions about these upcoming events or to take their reservations if they'd like to come and hear the presentations, meet with some of our residents who will be there just to chat with them socially and tell them about what they like about living at Wesleyan Meadows. We always say our residents are our great salespeople because it's genuine coming from them to hear what they enjoy about living in our community.
That's the best testimonial, yeah. right?
Absolutely.
I'm just curious, for those who might want a tour, do you guys ask that they call in advance to set that up? Or?
Yes, that would be for Meg to organize, okay. and she would be glad to show them our community.
Nice. See, I told you this was going to be easy, Meg. You were all nervous when you walked up here. See, now we're jealous because you guys get a chance to actually go out and enjoy. You can have that Cocoa Puff Shake, the leaded version. There's a leaded and an unleaded version. You can actually have one of those, and you can actually sit back there and heckle us. We've got to sit here and behave for the next 2 hours. It doesn't seem fair. Well, guys, thank you so much for coming
thank
out.
You.
This is a lot of fun.
Thank you so much.
All right, good stuff. Our thanks to Lori and Meg with Wesleyan Village. You hear the commercials all the time on the station. Seniors live more and worry less. And I think after talking with both Lori and Meg, you know why now. Good stuff. All right, time for us to take a break here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. We come back to continue with more in our spotlight from Sheffield at Quaker Steak and Lube. It's Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL.